You're listening to Agriculture Today, and continuing now, a long dormant farm program option has now wakened in Kansas, and you producers of wheat need to be fully aware that at least in some locations, the USDA loan program for wheat is now in play. Art Barnaby joins us, Risk Management Specialist, K-State Research and Extension. Art, it's been, what, some 16 years since the farm loan rates for wheat were in vogue?
Yeah, 16 years. I mean, for most normal people, that's half a career. But yeah, I never anticipated dealing with this program the rest of my career.
And it's because wheat prices have plunged so low.
Yeah, I thought we'd reach the new plateau in the wheat market. Well, actually, all grain markets. And this came about due to a big crop. I want to emphasize that. There is absolutely no conspiracy going on. We just have an abnormally big crop. And as a result, we have grain that's now going out on the ground. The elevators are out of storage. Anyway, we are here at the loan rate to kind of remind people how this works. First thing is you need to fill out a loan deficiency payment request. That is form CCC-CCC 633-EZ. You have gotten numerous emails, letters from FSA already telling you have to fill out this form.
If you want to claim the LDP.
If you want to claim LDP payments. Probably some of you didn't even know there was an LDP payment, so you didn't bother going to the FSA office. I'm telling you, yeah, do that ASAP. Needs to be done now. Secondly, if you've already sold your wheat, you can click your radio off because there is no payment for you.
That gets back to retaining the beneficial interest, if memory serves.
Yes, you have to have beneficial interest in the crop in order to get an LDP payment, okay? And at this point, you can get it even on grain that's forward contracted because technically it's not sold until you deliver. Now, you've got to get this LDP payment before you deliver. And in some cases, those forward contracts have probably been delivered on, and therefore those bushels are not eligible for LDP payments either. There is a payment limit on LDP. Last time I worked on this, it was $75,000. I think it's still $75,000 on the limit, but don't hold me to that. I know it was 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. I can remember 16 years ago, but not what I had for breakfast, you know, that kind of thing. The alternative to this LDP payment is you can actually take out a nine-month loan. The way that works is you get a loan at the county loan rate on your production, and you can put it all on your loan if you want to. And you will then store it for the next 9 months, although you don't have to go the whole 9 months if you don't want to. If the market changes and let's say Australia does have a crop failure and all of a sudden December, wheat is pretty valuable, you may want to pull it out of storage. Mm-hmm. But you could take this loan, and the interest rate, it's somewhere around 1.62%, and most of you are paying far more than that in the way of interest at your lender. So it's a way of getting cash flow. You still retain title to the grain. Since it is a loan, my interpretation, that moves the income if you're cash accounting into the next year for income tax reasons. If you want to, if you're trying to manage your income tax thing in this equation, although with low commodity prices, the only way you're probably going to have profit is if you were one of those farms that had exceptionally big yields. I think the thing that is misrepresented there in the press is, yes, a large number of people had the biggest yield they've ever had, maybe double their normal yield. And in that case, even with $3 wheat, if they got double their normal yield, they may still be profitable this year from the wheat harvest. However, if you just got an average yield or a little above average, then the price drop is
$3 wheat won't pay.
$3 won't pay. So once you take that loan out, you do have the right to forfeit that grain to the government. However, you're not going to do that. And the reason you're going to do that is because you can either forfeit the grain or you can buy it back or pay off the loan either at what you received for the loan plus interest, or you can pay it off at the posted county price. Now, as long as the posted county price is lower than repayment of the loan plus interest, you will pay it off at the posted county price. And you get to keep the difference, okay? Now, another reason you would go the loan route rather than LDPs is effectively that's how you got around the payment limit. And I think all this is still in place. Frankly, in visiting with the FSA office, they were probably as surprised as I was that we're even into this thing. And so it wasn't like they were spending a lot of time training on this program, but they are right now. I mean, they are doing a lot of training with their county offices to get them up to speed. It's been 16 years. You have to remember, Eric, we got some young farmers out there that have never dealt with this. Right. They have no idea what we're talking about. Now, people my age, the old timers, if their memory's still good, why they can remember this program, and we're just kind of refreshing their memory, and these are the options that they have that they can go through and take advantage of it. The other thing is you want to pick your day to claim the LDP at the bottom of the market. However, there is a one-day lag in here. If the market is down today, then likely tomorrow's LDP payment will be bigger. Mm-hmm. And at some point, as the marketing guys say, we get a dead cat bounce and the market comes up a little bit. Well, likely the next day that LDP payment will be smaller. So you might want to run down to FSA and collect it that day. So you have a little bit of forewarning of what might happen.
But you are playing that game when you try to
You got a one day. Otherwise, you're just trying to forecast the low. It's the same game as trying to forecast the high. You're probably not going to hit either one. Or worse yet, you take the LDP payment and then you hang on to the wheat and you don't sell it and it keeps going down. Because then you don't have any protection unless you put on a storage hedge, which probably they don't do. On the other hand, as long as you haven't sold that wheat, effectively thinking about market level stuff, you kind of have a floor here in the price a little bit. It's going to be sticky. It's not a hard floor like the old non-recourse loan. Under the old non-recourse loan, what you did is you forfeit the grain and the government stored it, and the price never went below that. Yeah. Well, the whole idea behind the marketing loan is to allow the price to go below the loan rate in order to clear it out. But the point is, since you get to buy it back at the posted county price, is the reason that you as a producer are not taking less than the loan rate. But the market is still allowed to go below the loan rate. The market knows all this, and even back in the days when we did have LDP payments, a 20-cent LDP payment was pretty big, if you remember. So it almost acts like kind of a little bit of a floor. Market knows these things are going on with this loan program. So it's not a hard floor, but it's called a soft floor, I guess, in the grain market. So what that says to me, I think we're kind of getting down to the point where the cash price don't have a lot lower than it can go just because of the structure of the loan. And as far as a farmer's concerned, as long as you still got beneficial interest, it doesn't matter. Or if you took the LDP and sold the grain, then it doesn't matter either. It's if you took the LDP and then you sat on the grain, that's when you got the issue that you may be riding it right down with the market.
Producer needs to refamiliarize oneself with all the ins and outs and the alternatives that are available. Of course, a visit with your local FSA personnel will help you sort through all of that. Art, we see this happening with wheat at various locations around Kansas now, quite a few. Will we potentially see the same with corn?
With corn, yes. I think the cash prices could get very cheap in Kansas, and the reason is all the storage is full of wheat right now. And as we said, we're putting wheat on the ground. So where are we going to put the corn? We got to get the stuff moved somewhere. At this point, I haven't heard a lot of interest in feeding wheat. Now, that's always the assumption we'll feed it. And the ethanol plants, as my understanding, is that requires some changeover and whatnot to use wheat. And unless they thought it was going to stay around, they probably wouldn't switch over to wheat. And if you've been watching the futures markets, the corn prices have really been dropping for new crop corn, which would suggest that maybe they're right. They'll be able to buy corn much cheaper going into the feedlots and the ethanol plants. And so they're going to be even less interested in feed wheat, which means we've got to get it shipped out of here, and you got to get it cheap enough to go somewhere where they do feed wheat, and you got to pay for the boat to get it there. So, yeah, it's not looking like a very strong basis when it comes to the fall crops. As long as looks like we're going to have fall crops, we've got some good rain here across the state. So, yeah, I don't see much to be optimistic about the basis when it comes to there. Now,
but corn's not there yet as far as the loan rate.
No, we're not there, but I don't think you can rule out the possibility that we could get there. And so it's not a conspiracy. It's not that the market isn't working as intended. I don't think anyone is expecting anything less than a very weak basis on the fall crops, too.
Once more, the main focus here for you wheat producers to be fully aware of the fact that wheat prices have dropped low enough now to trigger the eligibility for loan deficiency payments through the USDA, administered by the Farm Service Agency. Do check out all the nuances of that and, again, refamiliarize yourself with how all of that works very soon now. Art, thanks for talking this over with us. Appreciate it. He's a risk management specialist, K-State Research and Extension. Is Art Barnaby, and we'll return with more in a few moments on Agriculture Today.